Hello and welcome to The Grove. Today's episode is bittersweet as we delve into some significant changes at Riot Games. Riot Forge, their ambitious project to expand the world of Runeterra and the League of Legends universe through unique indie game collaborations, is ending. This decision isn't just a farewell to a series of beloved games, it's a major turning point that could reshape the future of Riot's upcoming Runeterra MMO. So sit back, relax, and let's journey through the legacy of Riot Forge, understand the implications of its closure, and explore what this means for the vast, immersive world of Runeterra. Let's kick things off by diving into what Riot Forge really was. For those who might not be in the loop, Riot Forge was a unique initiative by Riot Games. But what made Riot Forge stand out? It was their approach to game development. Instead of crafting these games in-house, Riot Games teamed up with independent developers, bringing fresh perspectives and diverse styles to the League of Legends universe. This wasn't just about making games, it was about storytelling, exploring new horizons, and giving indie creators a chance to shine on a global stage. Going back to 2021, they released titles like Rune King, Hextech Mayhem, Mage Seeker, Convergence, Song of Nunu, and soon they'll be releasing Vandaltail. Each of these titles was brought to life in a unique way. First up, Rune King was a turn-based RPG that brought Bilgewater and the eerie Shadow Isles to the front. Hextech Mayhem is a rhythm runner game, where you literally explode to the beat of the vibrant world of Piltover. Then there was Mage Seeker, a narrative-driven adventure that delves deep into the magic and mystery of Demacia. Next was Convergence, which was a game that took us on an action-packed journey through Zaun with Echo, the boy who shattered time, and his future also time-shattering self. And who can forget Song of Nunu? The heartwarming story where we explored the bond between a boy and his yeti in the frosty landscapes of the Freljord. I played and enjoyed each of these titles, and you could tell just from this video, each of these titles looked really different from the others. And I'm looking forward to Vandaltail, an RPG set in Vandal City. And the best thing about each of these titles being crafted by a different indie company is that each felt totally different. People seemed to like what Riot was doing here, each title scoring very positive on Steam, and Song of Nunu being rated overwhelmingly positive. Each of these games was more than just an extension of the world of Runeterra. They were windows into the souls of their respective worlds, crafted with care and brimming with creativity. They let us experience the richness of Runeterra beyond the battlefields of the Rift we're so familiar with. But as we know, this chapter of Riot's story is ending. The upcoming release of Vandaltail, a League of Legends story, will be the last from Riot Forge. Riot Forge wasn't just about the games. It was about the possibilities, the exploration of what could be done with a universe as rich as Runeterra. As we bid farewell to this creative endeavor, we can't help but wonder, what legacy will Riot Forge leave behind, and how will it influence the future of gaming and storytelling within Runeterra? Let's talk about the big announcement, and what it might mean for Riot and the highly anticipated Runeterra MMO. On January 22nd, 2024, Riot Games dropped a bombshell. They announced that they're pulling the plug on Riot Forge. But this wasn't a decision made in haste. It's part of a larger strategy to streamline their focus on fewer yet more impactful projects. The announcement highlighted Riot's shift towards sustainability, emphasizing their need to prioritize projects that resonate the most with their audience. This isn't just about cutting costs, it's about honing in on what they do best. Riot Games is now channeling their energy and resources into core live games like League of Legends, Valorant, Teamfight Tactics, and Wild Rift. They even state they are hopeful for a multi-decade future for these games, so they intend to put a lot of resources towards pushing these titles forward. There's even a separate associated post for Legends of Runeterra that talks about them expanding the popular Path of Champions. So what does this mean for the future of the Runeterra MMO? This could be a double-edged sword. On one hand, the dissolution of Riot Forge might free up more resources and focus for the MMO. We may see more concentrated effort with lessons learned from the diverse storytelling and gameplay experiences Riot Forge offered. On the other hand, there is a sense of uncertainty. If they're cutting Riot Forge to focus on these main titles, could we also be cutting some R&D projects, one of those maybe being the MMO? In order to understand what direction this is going, we have to look at what Riot says and what they've been doing so far. They state in the post, "Some of our efforts have become more isolated, and we aspire to more seamlessly blend gameplay, competitive excellence, and narrative depth in ways that truly make it better to be a player." I think this goes back to their announcement on October 12th where they talk about inconsistencies in their storytelling and the world building of Runeterra. Riot is looking to consolidate the world of Runeterra into a uniform lore that they can carry forward. I believe that although Riot Forge was great, Their working with indie developers to tell these stories may have made it difficult to keep the uniformity they desire. And for a project as ambitious as an MMO set in the vast world of Runeterra, the lore being uniform is really important. But it's not just about the games. The announcement also touched on integrating esports, music, and entertainment more tightly with their games. This holistic approach would be pretty difficult with too many cooks in the kitchen. This makes sense to me as to why Riot is trying to consolidate its efforts. And this strategy might just redefine our gaming experience, bringing a new level of depth to the worlds we love. Now let's pivot to the heart of our discussion today, the future of the Runeterra MMO in the wake of Riot Forge's closure. The Runeterra MMO is a project shrouded in excitement and mystery. Set in the rich and diverse world of League of Legends, this MMO promises to dive deeply into the lore, characters and landscapes that millions have come to love. But with the end of Riot Forge, questions arise. What impact will this have on the development and storytelling of the MMO? Let's not forget Riot's commitment to integrating esports, music, and entertainment with their games. This holistic approach could be a game changer for the MMO. Imagine an MMO where the storyline isn't just about what you play, but also about the events, music, and lore you experience. This could create a living, breathing world that evolves through gameplay and its culture and community. The possibilities are endless. We might see in-game events that tie into esports tournaments, storylines that expand through music videos, or TV series like Arcane, and community-driven narratives that shape the world of Runeterra. While we're saying goodbye to Riot Forge, the path ahead for the Runeterra MMO seems more intriguing than ever. The end of one journey could be the beginning of another, perhaps even a more epic adventure. Riot states themselves in the post that they have a number of projects cooking in various stages of R&D. One of those projects is definitely the Riot MMO. Just look at the interview with Mark Merrill, co-founder of Riot Games, from November 30th. He states the Riot MMO is the project he is most invested in. Now let's turn our attention to the community reaction to Riot Forge's closure, and some of my personal thoughts on the matter. The reaction from the community has been a mix of emotions. Many are expressing sadness and nostalgia over the end of Riot Forge. Fans of games like Rune King and Song of Nunu are especially vocal about losing what they saw as unique windows into Runeterra. On the other hand, there's also a sense of curiosity and anticipation about what this means for the future, particularly for the Runeterra MMO. Personally, I echo many of these sentiments. As someone who's followed and enjoyed the work Riot Forge has put out, I can't help but feel a bit melancholic about its end. Each game was like a new chapter in the expansive storybook of Runeterra, bringing with it new adventures, characters, and worlds. It was a great way to explore the universe beyond the confines of League of Legends and Legends of Runeterra. But as they say, when one door closes, another opens. The end of Riot Forge marks a significant shift in Riot's strategy, and it's fascinating to think about how this laser focus in a few active projects and R&D projects could lead to potential innovation and depth, especially for something as colossal and ambitious as the Riot MMO. So while I'm sad to see Riot Forge go, the future of Runeterra universe is still bright, and I can't wait to see what Riot Games has in store for us next. With all this change, let's look ahead and speculate on what the future holds for Riot Games, and more specifically, the Runeterra MMO. Riot's announcement, while signaling the end of Riot Forge, also opens up a new chapter for the company. Riot made it clear that their forward strategy is to focus on fewer, high-impact projects. This means putting games at the center of everything they do. This could translate into more refined, immersive gaming experiences for us as players. Riot's commitment to their core games, League of Legends, Valorant, Teamfight Tactics, and Wild Rift, is stronger than ever. But what's really exciting is how this streamlining focus might enhance the development of the Runeterra MMO. This game is not just another title, it's a massive undertaking that aims to encapsulate the essence of the League of Legends universe in an MMO format. With more resources and attention possibly being funneled into its development, we might see a game that sets new standards in the MMO genre. Imagine a game where the lore of Runeterra is not just background stories, but a living, breathing part of the gameplay, where events in the game could tie into the larger Runeterra narrative and where players can influence the story meaningfully. And let's not forget Riot's emphasis on integrating esports, music, and entertainment with their games. This approach could bring a new level of engagement and community interaction to the MMO. We might see in-game events tied to esports tournaments, or storylines that are expanded through music, videos, and other forms of media. While the closure of Riot Forge is the end of an era, it's also the beginning of another. It's a time of transformation and innovation at Riot Games, and the Runeterra MMO is poised to be at the forefront of this new chapter. As we turn the final page on the story of Riot Forge, our journey through the enchanted world of Runeterra is far from over. The next chapter promises excitement, change, and new content, all set within the rich tapestry of Runeterra's lore. Thanks for joining me today as we explored the impact of Riot Forge's closure and looking ahead to the future of the Runeterra MMO. The road ahead is filled with potential, and we'll be here to cover every twist and turn. Don't forget to hit that like button, subscribe for more content, and share your thoughts in the comments below. And I'll see you in the Grove.